primary eve again. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Voting tomorrow in more closely watched races for Congress, with Republicans still holding an advantage, but Democrats appear to be gaining some ground.
Republicans are forecasted to win control of the House in November, but with a slimmer majority than previous forecasts. That's the assessment from the latest Fox News power rankings. The latest rankings project a Republican majority between 2 and 30 seats, depending on the outcome of 28 toss-up House races. Control of the Senate, currently divided 50-50, remains in toss-up territory. Over the past 6 weeks, Democrats have seen polling boost on generic ballot questions, and President Biden's approval rating is up slightly to 42% in the latest Fox News poll.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The countdown to the midterms runs through Florida and New York tomorrow, and voters in Oklahoma will decide runoffs. Inflation remains a top concern, but White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein tells Fox News.
In 22 states, the unemployment rate is below 3%. That is an historical record. Retail sales strong, industrial production strong.
Wall Street's worrying again, though, about the Fed's strategy. The Dow dropping 643 points today, the S&P and the NASDAQ tumbling more than 2%. The Arkansas governor is pledging action after a viral video showing a suspect on the ground being beaten during an arrest outside a convenience store in Mulberry near the Oklahoma border.
This is not what our law enforcement community represents. It's not the proper response.
Governor Asa Hutchinson says appropriate action will be taken based on the results of the investigation. Two sheriff's deputies and a Mulberry officer have been suspended for now. The suspect, treated at a hospital, then released to police custody, faces charges including battery, resisting arrest, making terroristic threats. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Investigators in Truckee, California, say they believe they've recovered the remains of missing teenager Kylie Rodney.
The sad news comes the day after a volunteer dive team called Adventures with Purpose announced they found her car in a lake that had been searched repeatedly by law enforcement officers because it's near a campground where Kylie was last seen at a graduation party on August 6th. Captain Sam Brown with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office faced questions about how local dive teams missed it.
And tracking underwater is an extremely difficult thing to do. So I think part of our debrief on any of these situations is how do we figure out to improve our services, work on our resources and the way that we use them.
And give some answers to Kylie's family.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. Autopsy planned for tomorrow. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is giving up his government jobs later this year. He's been head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for decades and became the face of the federal pandemic response, drawing a mixture of praise and criticism. The 81-year-old says he's not retiring, just moving on to the next chapter. President Biden says his many contributions to public health saved lives around the world. Pfizer sending its new COVID combo shot to the FDA for approval, hoping to roll out a fall booster campaign that could better protect against the newest Omicron variants. All across social media, a prequel is trending.
Game of Thrones fans returned to Westeros on Sunday night as the franchise's House of the Dragon prequel debuted. The story, based on George R.R. Martin's Fire and Blood book, is set around 200 years before the events seen on the original Game of Thrones and follows the Targaryen family's beginning of the end to what will eventually be a civil war.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. Many fans posting comments about being pleasantly surprised after the controversial end of the first series. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.